from the HananiahAutos.com studio, this is Jaguars Monday.
Jaguars Monday.
Jaguars Monday with J.P. Shadrick, Jaguars great Tony Baselli, and CBSSports.com senior writer Pete Prisco is sponsored by Ticket Exchange, Geico, and by Everbank. Jaguars Monday starts right now.
Here we go from the HananiahAutos.com studio at Everbank Field. Jaguars Monday, J.P. Shadrick with CBS Sports senior writer Pete Prisco and pride of the Jaguars left tackle Tony Baselli. Plenty to get to tonight. What happened to the Jags offense against the Bengals? We'll break down that offensive line, especially the left side. Beecham and Joku, where do they stand? I think you might have just heard where Baselli stands on it. And a special guest will join us in studio coming up. U.S. soccer defender DeAndre Yedlin will step in to preview the September 6th game against Trinidad and Tobago. We'll talk a little defense for the Jags. We'll take your calls in the second hour tonight. 355-NFL-1, that's coming up a little bit later, so stick with us. As we speak, Tony Baselli and Pete Prisco are looking at the film from last night's game. And what are you seeing, guys?
We just saw that wonderful angle that Josh Evans took.
Well, it wasn't just Josh Evans. Cyprian's got to fight over the top. Awareness.
But the angle by Evans, you got to
Wasn't great.
Yeah, it was terrible. It was terrible.
Okay. Well, all right. Let's.
Where do we want to start? We can't just break down the film as I'm watching. So JP, give us some better direction than that.
Well, I'm going to give Andy Dalton a lot of credit there because he saw zero coverage.
It was a great call.
Yeah, he checked to that.
That's great. We'll get back to that coming up. Let's start with the Jags offense. First two games, I think five possessions.
Out of our comfort zone right there. We were in our comfort zone and you took us right out of it.
I was told to take you out of it, so I'm following orders.
Well, because if we just start freelancing,
freelancing's a long 2 hours.
No, it's a director too now.
Apparently so.
First of all, it's a short 2 hours. Hours for Pete and I, because we would just get lost in doing it. But for the people listening, and you, it'd be miserable.
Well, then follow my lead. The Jaguars the last 2 weeks had five possessions. The starters on offense scored four of those times. Well, last night, I'm looking through the drive chart. First half: fumble, punt, 29-yard field goal, barely punt. End half. What the heck happened to the offense last night?
Well, a couple things. One, they played a good defense. I mean, that's a top five defense from last year, one of the best scoring defenses in football.
Without perfect, too.
Yeah, without perfect. But, I mean, it's a good
– that's a really good
the
defense.
The front –
no Pac-Man Jones either.
I mean, but that doesn't matter. I'm talking about their front seven.
Oh, the front's good.
It's very good. And the front four was all there last night. I mean, they're really good.
They're very good.
I mean, Geno Atkins, maybe he's not a household name to everyone here in Jacksonville, but he is one of the two best defensive tackles in football.
He's another year removed away from
Aaron Donald is the best for the Rams, and the second best is Geno Atkins.
Great.
They are dominant. Very few people have an easy day of blocking them one-on-one.
And Dunlap had 13.5 sacks last year, the most ever by a Bengals player, if you can believe that.
That's exactly right. And so that's part of it. You had a guy who's never played left guard playing left guard before, and there was some sloppiness about it.
Timing.
Just timing.
Yeah, timing.
You had a guy coming off ACL playing left tackle, some timing. But it was and I'm not trying to make light of these things and saying, like, it's no big deal. But that's what the preseason's for, by the way. Like, you want to get those things worked out. Now, listen, on top of it all, they didn't get the movement they had in the last two games, so the seams weren't there. Their backers did a great job of understanding what the Jaguars wanted to do in the stretch game. So the middle linebacker, Ray Malulu, got over the top and forced those guards to get up and get to the next level, and they didn't do a great job all the time. And then in the pass game, Blake wasn't great.
Well, why didn't they drive the ball down the field at all? That one I couldn't figure out. You're on national TV.
Yeah, there's a lot of wide stuff.
All
right?
Wide. Nothing down the middle of the field. Drive that. Were they afraid of the new look offensive line? There had to be some reason for that. This is a team that likes to throw the ball down the field. They didn't throw it down the field at all.
Maybe they wanted to really keep expectations low in the national media and have the narrative out there that this is a team that's still no good.
That's right. Based on
the surprise. So what you're saying, there's a method to the madness.
Based on Collinsworth, okay. Man, he was killing him.
Was
he? Killed him.
Yeah.
He complimented him and killed him, I thought. I went back and listened to
him. I already killed him.
No, well, I didn't think it was that
bad. I didn't listen.
They were bad, Tony. It was bad. It was sloppy.
I didn't say they weren't. I'm not saying I wouldn't have killed him, too. I thought we were pretty fair and honest on the radio broadcast.
But that's me, is why you don't drive the ball down the field. You're a team that drives the ball down the field, and they didn't.
Well, the one time they did, they got a pass interference.
That's right.
On the I agree. Defense. I'm with you, Pete. I'm not arguing.
Especially with all those guys. That's the strength of your team.
And by the way, protection was not that bad. If you go watch all 22.
I'm going to get to the quarterback because I have some concerns about the quarterback.
Oh,
and, last week I propped the quarterback up high, and I know they focused on his motion, I can tell you, and you know this because I was on the practice field one day with Mark Brunell. Me and Mark were standing there, and I go, his motion has got long again. It's gotten long and whippy. And they actually put him on the clock, and his motion is a good 2 seconds longer than Tom Brady. The ball has to get – his motion, he's reverted back to some of his old motion habits, which is long and whippy. And I'm not – I mean, because a week ago he made one of the great best throws he's ever made. So I'm not – it's hard to criticize him. I just thought last night he looked long and whippy. And me and Mark talked about that on the practice field. And Mark would – you know, Mark's a quarterback.
Well, so listen, I'll be honest with you. I'm not a quarterback, and I don't evaluate –
you can see the difference in his motion.
Well, I think it changes every play.
And he's going to be one of those guys.
So. I honestly think. I mean, one time he's throwing sidearm, one time it's this long
but
motion.
But that's okay.
I'm just saying it's different.
Dropping it down with pressure and doing that kind of thing.
I'm just telling you, it's different every time.
But when you go back in the pocket and you set, you go through your progressions, your release should pretty much be the same if there's no pressure, no sidearm, not have to go through windows.
And his isn't.
But it is. It's got longer.
No, I don't think it is the same.
Last night, if you go back and you look at that tape and you tell me that motion isn't longer. And look, last week I said it.
I don't
last
know.
Week,
I'm not saying it is or isn't, Pete. I don't know.
Well, maybe so you're watch closer. You're in
so
the
you
booth all night.
No. So you compared it to last year's motion. So it's you've got
longer.
No. So I just want to. I want to make sure I understand this.
Yeah.
You've taken tape out.
No, I haven't
looked
taken
at,
tape out.
So
but
you're
I,
guessing.
No,
you
I'm watching.
Pete, you have no idea. You're so full of it.
I watched the whole season last year. I watched all his tape.
You're
I watched
full
it all.
Of it,
it
Pete.
Sounds like your next feature on CBS Sports.
Well,
put the tape together.
And you know why you'll never see it? It's because he's wrong.
No, I'm not wrong.
Because it changed all the time last year.
Mark
as well.
Brunell, if you're out there listening, call in because he saw
Mark
it. Mark
Brunell
same
doesn't
thing.
Know anything.
Wow.
Wow.
You should worry about coaching the Episcopal Eagles tonight.
You're a little sensitive, are you? O-line coach?
It's longer. And anybody out
maybe,
there listening will agree with
maybe
you.
Maybe it is. Maybe it is.
Well, that's a concern because if your release is longer and the ball doesn't come out in time, that's –
Pete, this is my problem with you. Last week you anointed him, greatest move I've ever seen.
It was a great throw.
What a play. I didn't hear one dang thing about his long motion last week.
I said it on a practice field before
last
I
week,
played
Pete,
a game.
Did you say one thing? You know what you are? You're a bandwagon fair-weather reporter who brings up the bad stuff when it doesn't go well and only focuses on the good stuff when it goes well. That's disappointing. I expected more out of
him. One other thing about him is he's a rhythm quarterback. You can clearly see that. When he gets going.
Oh, I agree with that now.
So, for me.
But do you see what he did, Pete? I mean,
no.
JP?
Yeah. No, I'm not.
When things are going well, focus on the good.
Looks great.
When it's going bad, you know what
pile
he does?
Pile on, baby.
No, you analyze
you and all the rest of the national guys.
Instead of with pom-poms
you're
in your hand like you
guy.
Do.
You and Collinsworth, peas in a pod,
he's
you
got
Pete.
Pom-poms in his hand.
No, I said
he's on the pride of the Jaguars. Of course he's going to see good in everything.
First of all, I said I didn't think Blake played well last night. I mean, what else do you want me to say?
Go back to the motion. I just made a statement.
My point
about
is you didn't talk one thing about the motion yesterday when you
I
all of a sudden.
Ask Brunell. We were on the practice field.
Ask Brunell. That's convenient when he's not around.
He'll call in and tell
hey,
you.
Hey, ask him.
Ask him.
Ask
call
him.
You.
Yeah, ask him.
Us quarterback guys, we watch those motions.
It's just convenient you didn't bring it up last week.
We'll get to this offensive line in depth coming up a little bit later, but quickly, as you said earlier, not as bad as everybody's making it out to be.
No, and by the way, it's preseason. Luke Joeckel, I'm going to go this far, and it's going to drive the people crazy.
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, it's going to be great. Luke Joeckel played above average at the offensive guard position for his first start ever against the caliber player of Geno Atkins.
Well, I'm not going to go above average.
Average to above average. My point is, it wasn't good.
So he's average. It wasn't bad.
Well, I have another.
That's average.
What's the scale enough. Here?
What school did you go to on that shirt right
USC.
There? They don't teach that.
I have another one. You go average, above average, good.
No.
Okay, average.
Average.
He
average. Was average.
Okay, I'll give him average.
And you know what? In watching it back, he got to the second level when
he
needed to get to the second level.
And guess what? On the one run from the five to the one, he took Pecco and got movement, 3-yard movement.
Right. Even though it was a tough cutoff.
He had some really good plays.
Yeah.
He got run over once by Jim Atkins when he got tripped in the whole world.
He got turtled. He got turtled.
And I wanted to grab – I'd like to grab that NBC producer by the throat because, I mean, come on. That's a cheap shot, by the way. It's not even accurate, and you're showing something. The poor guy's getting out just – And we're trading him this morning on talk show radio.
He wasn't,
that's what we're doing. We're trading him. That's trading him because he can't play.
I thought he did.
He is terrible.
When
he can't play.
What about
you? Don't know what you're talking about.
What about
you don't
when
watch.
They pulled, Tony, when they pulled him to the right and had to pick up, the guy didn't do a good job on that one either. Remember?
Yeah. On the play action pass, yeah. When he pulled around. It was okay. It was terrible.
It's just a matter of timing with him. His timing.
I'll even go this far. Right now, this second, that performance was better than anything we got from the left guard all 16 games last year.
Well, I could have given you anything better than
Pete,
the left guard
lying.
Last year.
If I'm lying, I'm dying.
No, you're right, because the left guard was bad.
There you have
They're
it.
Better right this second. With that last night, they were better with Beecham and Jokel than any point they were last year with Beatles and Jokel.
When was the last time that left side of that offensive line will be as good as those two together will be? Been a while, because you got to take those.
They're going to be good.
You got to take Beatles. Any year Beatles was here, it was worse.
Oh, and here's what I love, and I'm going to say it all night.
That was a spinning top.
Everyone's panicked. I'm excited, because what I saw on Beecham, very good pass blocking.
He did a good job.
Good pass blocking. Not great in the run. You know, he just didn't have the finish and some last little. That's going to take time with the knee, but he's on the right path. He's a natural pass blocker. That's the best way. He is a natural space pass blocker. I think they're going to be fine, and I think it's going to be listen, my biggest concern is I didn't think Blake had a great game.
And I also didn't think the linemen got
it.
They didn't get the cut off, but they get to the second round. It was bad.
That's the other thing.
It was all of them, though. It wasn't just
– No, it wasn't. They weren't as physical as they were in the past, in the past games. And so it happens. It's preseason, please, people.
It is preseason.
Let's not panic.
I can't wait for phone calls tonight.
Oh, my
This is going to be
gosh.
Awesome.
I mean, the stuff I listened to today
it was bad.
Was
today.
Nauseating.
I was in the press box last night listening to every
the world was
there.
Ending.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Jokel,
they can't
Jokel,
play.
Jokel.
Cut Jokel.
Jokel. Jokel.
They don't have an answer. What are they going to do? Oh, no.
Oh, by the way, Geno Atkins
is
pretty damn good.
Yeah, by the way, the guy who's playing left end had 13 and a half sacks, and the guy playing three technique had over 10. I don't know. That's pretty good.
We'll come back and talk a little U.S. soccer. Special guest in studio, DeAndre Yedlin from the U.S. men's soccer team. A little later, we'll get into the Jags' defensive effort last night. A little more offensive line talk coming, too, since Tony is all about it tonight. Your calls in the second hour this evening. It's Jaguars Monday on Jaguars Radio.
Got to get more comfortable at guard, got to be better at guard. When I'm in there, I got to be the best guard I can be. If I'm at tackle, I'd be the best tackle I can be. And, there's not excuses. Just got to keep getting reps, keep taking advantage of every rep I get, either position, and, got to gain more comfort quickly. And, I expect more from myself, but, go back, look at tape. They had a good defensive front, but, we expect better of ourselves, and we can't make mistakes we made.
Luke Jokel after last night's game. The Jags come from behind victory over the Cincinnati Bengals. Jaguars Monday continues. JP Shadrick, Pete Prisco, Tony Buscelli. The Jaguars did announce a few transactions this afternoon and
hey,
a familiar.
Before you get into transactions, can I ask a question?
Please.
So I was getting you coffee.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
It off the table, by the way. This is an expensive desk.
Whatever. It's a desk. What? I don't understand what's going to happen. Tell Max back there to chill out.
Okay.
My question is this. What did Luke say? Because I couldn't hear it. I was getting you coffee.
You were in the hallway. Like, you'd be on time.
I was getting you coffee. Just can you tell me what he said?
He's talking about that. Some of the question of him was, it seems you're more comfortable at left tackle still. And then he talked through it and said, yeah, I've played that my whole life, but it's the first game at left guard. And,
he was fine, by the way.
Tony, he played well at left tackle, I thought, the first 2 weeks. Any thought to keeping him there?
No.
No?
So Beecham was that much better at left tackle?
Not in the run game, but he's a better pass blocker, in my opinion, than Luke.
Yeah, but the run game's coming. I mean, that's the thing that's going to lack a little bit with the coming back off a knee, right?
In fairness, he might never be as good a run blocker as Luke. Luke's a good run blocker.
It also takes working together. He's got to know.
Luke's like a really good run blocker. I'm just telling you right now. I think he's going to be a good guard. Everyone's going to freak out and say, sunshine pumper, you just love the Jaguar. No, it's what I believe. And I said,
I don't know if he's going to be a good guard.
I think he's going to be a good guard.
AJ Cann's going to be a good guard.
No, I think Luke will be a good guard.
Like top 15 guard in the league?
Like, he'll be a guy you don't want to let go. No reason to be ranked, but, like, I mean, like, when his contract's up next year, the Jags want to sign him because they want him at left guard.
Right. Well, we'll see. I tend to think he's going to be a better guard than people out there. And I said it all offseason. I said he was going to be the left guard. He would be.
As did
guard.
I.
You did. A lot of guys didn't, though.
Is that one of those after the season? We're hypothetically here. If he plays left guard all season, goes into free agency, looking for a left tackle gig. Is that, I mean, you want to play left tackle. More money in a left tackle spot, right?
Not always.
If he shows that he's a better guard, why would he just stay a guard?
Let me say this. Good guards get paid as much average tackles.
Assembly just got paid a boatload over in Oakland.
Yeah, he's not getting premier left tackle free agent money.
No.
That's not happening.
No.
But if he's a better guard, you go market yourself as a better guard.
And guess what? You play longer.
Right.
And guess what? When the athletic ability deteriorates as it does for everybody, you can play guard longer.
Right. You get by with your grit and your toughness and everything else. Yep. Holding and
cheating.
When you're a tackle, it's harder to cheat. Everybody sees you.
You're out of the edge.
Right.
Can't hide it.
But, I mean, I think Cam is going to be an above-average guard. I do. And I think Joku will be maybe a little bit above average. I don't think he's going to be a good guard. You think he's going to be a good guard? He'll be serviceable. But, again, if your guards are serviceable, your tackles are good, and your center's good, you should have a pretty good line.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I don't know where you rank. Like, to me, the best guard in football is Marshall Yonda.
I would agree.
He might be the best offensive lineman in football, by the way. After that.
Well, Zach Martin's a pretty good guard.
Yeah, good. But, I mean, it's not like.
Gabe Jackson's good. I think Trey Turner's good. There's some.
But I think A.J. Cann's good. If you put on the tape and look at the production, I mean, A.J. Cann's
I think
A.J.
Cann will be in the conversation of being
a
top.
He's not Marshall Yonda, but.
No, top 15 guard but after the season. I do. I think Linder will be in the conversation as a top 10 center.
So I'm sorry, but go to the transactions. I know I jumped.
No,
I was just curious.
I'm
what
glad
he said.
You did, actually.
Because I didn't hear what he said.
Yeah, that's okay. You can go back and listen to the podcast on, you know, Jaguars.com.
When's our podcast starting, Pete?
It's not.
It's not.
Wow.
That's disappointing. People want the podcast.
They want it. They want
it. We get asked a lot about the podcast.
We've got to do 2 days of podcasts and starting in a couple weeks in South Florida.
That's right.
Yeah, but the word I've heard is that's not a very good podcast, and they'd rather have you and I.
I'm on the podcast, therefore it is good.
Yeah, that's not what I hear.
It's really good.
Not what I hear.
We're make Brady screen. Quinn cry.
I heard
do you?
Yeah. I heard it's kind of weak, so Joe told me.
Transactions today. The Jaguars waived 8 players. They still have some work to do before tomorrow's 4 o'clock deadline. Demetrius McCray, the most notable of those, former starter and member of the first draft class for Dave Caldwell. The roster is now 78. Others that were waived, linebacker Joplo Bartu, Shaq Evans, a wide receiver, first-year kicker Sam Ficken, rookie cornerback Mike Hilton, first-year running back Cameron Marshall, who came on recently.
Sun Devil.
And fourth-year punter Ryan Quigley and rookie wide receiver Jamal Robinson. Some other moves put players.
Did that running back even get a
– I don't think he had a touch. I don't think he had an official carry. Yeah. Joe Banyard had, what, 11 last night? The Jags placed seventh-year offensive lineman Jeff Linkenbach on injured reserve, waived injured third-year safety Earl Wolf, and then moved Bowenko and Woodard to reserve, physically unable to perform. So some little transactions there. To make it 78,
nothing
they got to make 3 more moves.
Bowenko, right. Hey, I had the argument with Logman last night. And I know I'm right, but I want to confirm it. You can't put a guy on PUP after he's been in training camp. Like, they can't put Jonathan Wells on PUP. I mean,
they have to designate
do it before.
Him as
you have to do it before training camp starts.
Right, unless you put him on that injured reserve.
Injury to return, but not PUP. There's no PUP unless it's before training.
What about
camp. That's what I thought. I'm
another
right, Jeff.
One, another
oh,
one.
Wrong.
Another one. I think Loggeman's wrong about. And I think you're wrong about it too. Is they're not going to waive or release Brandon Allen.
I didn't think he – I said I don't
Jeff
think –
Jeff did.
Yeah, Jeff think. No, I'm sorry. I did. Jeff didn't. Let me make sure I'm clear.
Quarterback,
Jeff,
yes.
Jeff thinks they'll keep him. I think they could release him and put him on practice squad.
No. You don't think he'd clear it?
No.
Somebody will snatch him.
I don't know if somebody will snatch him. You don't draft him and then let him expose him to that. They'll keep him.
I mean, who's gonna take a
– You don't want to expose him?
But
like
who's going to take him, Pete?
You like him. Well, he's going to play all day Thursday. Somebody might take him.
And I said last night on the radio broadcast, if he plays well,
Wirtz,
then he makes
Wirtz
the roster.
Gets,
if he doesn't
Wirtz
play
gets
well –
around the league that he's been – looking pretty good in their camp too. I'm telling you, you don't expose them to that.
So yeah, Jeff actually agrees with you.
Oh, he does. Yeah. I thought it was you.
It was me.
So you're wrong, and Jeff and myself are right as usual.
I think you can sneak him on practice squad.
I don't.
They love his arm. His arm talent, his accuracy.
He's the backup quarterback next year.
He is that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a given. Because you can't afford to pay Penny what he's going to be making when you have to pay Blake what he's going to be making.
Yep.
So
I agree with Pete on that.
So
maybe you did just keep him.
This team can be cut. We cut it last week. It's easy. There's not going to be many surprises. Yeah. Unless they peddle one of the defensive linemen for draft pick.
The hard part is Sheldon Day, Michael Bennett, who got his first action back last night. And because I think Sendarek Marks has made the team now.
Yes, I do too. We had him cut after the first week, but he's brought it up. I think it comes down to between Bennett and Alu-Alu.
I think Sheldon Day gets put on IR. He's been out for 3 weeks.
They say his
guys.
Back's not bad though.
3 weeks, Pete.
It hasn't touched the field yet.
Come on,
got to play at some point, right?
Then you keep Bennett and
you keep Bennett, Alu-Alu, and Michael Bennett. I mean, yeah.
Where is the what linebackers stay? I think you got to keep Poulard, right? Because he plays on special teams.
I think you keep Poulard. Well, we had this conversation last night. So, you know Miles Jack, you know Posluszny, you know Telvin, and you know Scuda. Those four. Mm-hmm. I think you only keep six. Hayes Poulard, Jordan Tripp, and
doesn't Ryan Davis? He's in jeopardy.
Now, the question is, do you say, because you only have two Leos, that Ryan Davis is my third Leo, and you keep the Jordan Tripp and Hayes Poulard, and you account for Ryan Davis as the Leo? Then I don't think Ryan Davis makes the team.
Has he done enough at Otto to show off?
I don't think you keep both Tripp and Poulard, though, even though they both play special teams.
Why? Tripp is great in coverage, and Poulard is great on first and second down.
Yeah, I don't know. I think they're the same guy almost. You know what I mean?
No.
Not the same player, but the same role. Special teams is their primary.
Yeah, well, that's what you need. So you'd keep Ryan Davis instead of one of them? Mm-hmm.
Probably not. You're probably right. I'd keep those together. I think Ryan Davis is in trouble.
Yeah, I do too. Unless they say we need another Leo and we keep him there.
What about Chris Smith?
I don't think he makes it.
You don't think so, huh?
Nope.
Wow.
It's not a done deal, I don't think.
No.
A lot to be decided.
If I was in charge of this whole thing, I would make Scuda my third Leo and backup. Actually, he would be in the rotation of first and second down at Leo.
And then
I'd make Miles Jack my auto.
Yeah.
And if anything happened to Miles, and I need a four-minute
offense. That's not a GM decision. That's
go into the coach's office and I'd tell you what, Coach Bradley, this is what we're doing.
I'm the coach. Get out of my office.
No, and I say, Pete?
Get out of my office. You pick the players. Okay. I make
and then
sure
I, say,
I run the team.
Pete, I hope you like enjoy that beach house next year because you'll be spending a lot of time there.
What if I go 11-5?
Better enjoy that beach house next year. We're going to spend a lot of time there.
It'd be like Robbie Benson all the way up with a red hot poker. I can coach anywhere I want to. I mean, that's basically what it would be. No, I get it. I would do the same thing, Tony.
So we're on the same page.
I'd play him. I'd get him on the field.
You have to.
And here's another pet peeve of
and
mine.
And by the way,
it's starting to irritate me, too.
You have a lot of pet peeves.
No, Smith, stop running around blocks.
He's pretty good, Pete.
But he runs around a lot of blocks.
Pete's
he ran around
good.
On the one run.
Pete's
he,
pretty good.
He like ran around.
No,
a block.
He missed it. He didn't run around the block.
He ran around
the tackle.
It. He ran around it. You watched the one run. He missed one. On another one, he ran around the block.
We'll pull up. We have the tape here tonight, people. Yeah,
we'll find it on the I guess it's a Surface, right? Or is that an iPad?
No,
over
this
there?
Is the old. I got the old. It's a Surface.
It's a Surface.
NFL.
Well done.
Let me ask you this though.
Okay.
Would you rather have Jack or Telvin on the field?
Both.
No, that's not what I'm asking.
Right now, Telvin.
Mm. He's been around.
Mm.
No? Oh.
Watch the tape, Pete. Watch the tape.
He runs around a lot of blocks.
Pete, watch the tape.
He's a splash player. I get it.
The Southern Chevy dealers are giving you a chance to win a VIP game day experience and a brand new Chevy Malibu. Register at your local Southern Chevy dealership today for your chance to win. Visit ChevyWinners.com for more information. We'll talk a little defense when we come back. A little more defense than we just did. My Pete like Miles Jack over Telvin Smith. All that coming up is Jaguars.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying eventually.
We'll see. Jaguars Monday on Jaguars Radio.
Don't lie.
Coming kind of in my progression. I really just, you know, because this week we game plan. So one of the things I need to work on is just getting a grasp of what we're doing earlier on in the week. I think it kind of took me a little bit longer, but I got it at the end of the week. I just want to get a better grasp of it so that way I can take it to the next level. So that's where I'm at. You know, it's all learning. So Puzz kind of gave me a blueprint of how to, you know, map out the week and everything, and that's what I'll do from now on.
Miles Jack after the game last night, rookie linebacker. Jaguars Monday continues. By the way, we mentioned DeAndre Yedlin might join us from U.S. men's soccer team. He will not be able to make it on our program tonight. But
dang,
first caller in,
not fair.
355-NFL1, 355-6351. You'll get a pair of tickets to the United States against Trinidad and Tobago here at Everbank Field.
Is
Vuvuzelas.
Vuvuzelas or whatever they are.
That's what you might hear some of those on September 6th.
So here. Annoying, by the way.
You know, if we sit here long enough, that somebody might actually score a goal, too.
Wow. First caller in gets a pair of tickets, 355-NFL1, 355-6351. That's coming up September 6th here at Everbank Field. Get your tickets today at Ticketmaster.com. Miles Jack there. You know, you'll love listening to Miles Jack. He's in the book. He's in Puzz's ear and all the time around. Puzz Lesnik, good guy to follow, by the way, in the locker room. But you said going to break. If you had to pick one or the other,
I'd get him on the field no matter what.
Right now.
Get him on the field.
I put both of them on the field.
Well, forget
are
the
we
position.
Talking about Telvin and
so,
Miles?
Yeah. So you're saying take Scooter off the field.
I would. Because I think we need more depth at Leo on first and second down.
Who would be a better auto?
I think Miles Jack gives you more options as an auto coverage-wise because there's certain things that teams will do. If you're in certain defenses and the offense goes twins, they'll say, to the right, so both receivers right, in the Jaguars-based defense, that puts the auto out on the slot receiver.
Right.
In certain coverages. So who do you want out there, Miles Jack on the slot receiver or Dan Scuda?
And I think Jack
Dan Scuda, but who do you want out
And
there?
I think Jack is physical enough
I do too.
To set the edge.
And I think Dan Scuda will be a good defensive end, by the way, and what they asked the Leo to do on first, second down. That guy's one tough, strong, sturdy dude.
He made a nice play in the goal line.
Yeah, he's a good player. I mean, so I'm not taking anything away from Dan Scuda.
Dan Scuda is solid. Miles Jack can be special.
Agreed.
That's the difference. That's the difference.
Yeah. He's healthy. Sharp guy in the classroom, everything. He's got everything you want.
Miles Jack would be, if it's my defense and I'm playing defensive coordinator / head coach here, he's on the field.
And as GM, I told you that has to happen, so.
No, you did not.
Yeah, I did.
No, you didn't.
I told you, Pete.
But
Coach Briscoe, okay, I want him on there.
I'd open with the three of them on the field, but when I go to third down, I might take Telvin off the field. You're going to say I'm crazy.
Really?
You're crazy.
Telvin
You're
isn't
crazy.
Great. For as much speed as he has, he isn't great in coverage. He blows a lot of coverages.
No, he doesn't.
No, he doesn't?
Go watch last year, Pete, please.
I'm telling you. I like Telvin. I think Telvin has a chance to be a good player.
The way you talk about him, you sure don't act like it.
I just think –
the stuff you said in the break, frankly, was offensive.
Oh, you're lying.
You're offended, Tony.
You're lying. He's making stuff up.
Offensive.
And get me in trouble.
It was offensive, Pete.
Let's stay on defense here. You know, this is obviously the deepest starting defense. Most of the starters have gone into a game, not even close. They were out in like 15 plays or something last week.
Which I think they should have played more. And I said it last week, and I'm going to say it again this week. They should have played more last week.
Because you could see at certain points, fatigue was a big factor last night, I think. At certain points. Well, it was a 16-play drive, one of those.
Maybe
they
need to get Tom Coughlin's old end-of-practice sprints going.
No, they do not need that.
It's a terrible idea.
As much as I'd enjoy them watching them having to do that, I don't think it's a good idea.
They looked gassed at times last night. They really did.
They didn't play great.
No.
I thought the secondary played pretty good, actually. Up front, they got
– okay, here's one.
Up
was that
front,
a message to House last night?
I don't take any of the stuff they did at who started as messages because
Gus, but they've sent messages to House before.
Can I just finish my comment? You asked me a question. I'm trying to answer, and you won't shut up.
For the first time ever, I'm over-talking you. Can we stop the show now? That's the first time in history. People around town come up to me. They go, Pacelli never lets you talk. All he does is talk.
This is it. Save this. The first time ever. It's the first time for everything.
There you go. Go ahead. Finish.
I don't remember what I was saying now. It's a problem because you wouldn't shut up. What was I saying? Oh, message. I mean, Gus said last week on the radio show on Thursday night, the coaches show, he basically said there's no messages. I want different guys playing with the ones to get a look at it. And he listed guys. And guess what? All the guys he listed got reps with the ones.
You can say that all you want.
So you're calling Gus a liar.
No, I'm not calling him a
liar.
Yeah,
you just said the head
coach's
just
not liar. Putting that out in public. But there's messages being sent there. There's a message to Dante Fowler. Look, buddy, you flashed on the practice field. We've had some talks with you about being more focused in what you do. And tonight, the rookie's going to start. That's a message. Don't tell me on a national TV game you sit Fowler down that's not a message, Tony. Come on.
Yeah, we heard Todd Wash. We played it yesterday on the pregame show talking about – we talked to him about being more of a pro off the field and the classroom and all that. And, you know, you have to do that with rookie or guys who haven't been on the field before. That's the way it goes.
And House, he sent him a message last year at one point, so maybe obviously this looks like it might be another message.
I don't know.
But, no, in Tony's world, it's not a message. And they're playing their only national TV game of the preseason, the only Sunday night game they played. And
All I'm doing is going by what the head coach said. JP, is that not what the head coach said on the show?
Yeah, it is what he said.
Okay,
yes.
Do you believe the head coach in that scenario, or do you believe me?
Ooh.
No, he's asking you, Pete.
I know.
He's JP.
Calling me Pete, by the way.
Oh, sorry. I know you're much.
I mean, come on.
Both bald.
I'm better looking than he is.
You're both fat.
You are?
Oh, much better.
I'm not fat anymore.
Yeah, still a little chubby.
Just because you took 80 things from Dr. DVBCCCDDD.
Whoa.
Whatever he put, you're behind.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, Joe Fortunato's with us. Who won the tickets for soccer?
Wait a second.
I want
to know.
Yeah,
I'm going with Gus. You're going with Gus. Smart man.
I want Dr. DCPPPODDO to do me like
Joe
that.
Joe Fortunato, who won the tickets?
Orange Park's David Menke. Real happy to get him, JP.
Awesome. Very cool. He's coming to USA versus Trinidad and Tobago. We'll come back, look around the injury report. Your call's coming up in the second hour. It's Jaguars Monday on Jaguars Radio.
Welcome back to the HananiaAutos.com studio. Jaguars Monday continues right now.
The JTA Stadium Shuttle has a new name, the Game Day Express. New name, same great service, price, and locations. The Game Day Express. Take it to the bank. Jaguars Monday, JP Shadrick, Pete Prisco, Tony Buscelli.
Next time in the bank, the place is going to be rocking. Green Bay Packers.
Green Bay.
The Pack.
Now, I heard that game sold out.
Yeah.
Yes. Single game tickets are no longer. You can only get into the game if you purchase season ticket packages. There are only a few, I think less than 400 club season seats available.
How many Packers fans will be in the crowd that day?
They go everywhere.
Don't
tell
me.
It's
not just here. It's everywhere.
No, it's everywhere. Besides the Steelers, they travel more than any team in the league, I think.
That's true. Because you can't get to Lambeau. It was hard to get tickets in Lambeau.
And it's Green Bay.
Right. And they're good.
No, and it's Green Bay, like Wisconsin.
Right.
Like,
yeah, and it's up there.
And it's in the up until October 1st, it's nice.
Yeah, but you know it's coming.
I was actually at a training camp practice once in Green Bay, and it was the nighttime practice, and it was cold in the summer in July.
Really?
Cold. Chilly cold.
Mm.
Now, Wisconsin's a beautiful place in the summer, though.
Let's spend a summer there. We all spent a summer in
that
Wisconsin.
That was not a beautiful place.
No, that was
that
awful.
Time.
Stevens Point.
Yeah, I was not there though.
No, you weren't.
Not
you
all
were.
Of us.
You might have just. You might have just been a gleam in your daddy's eye.
I won't tell you what grade I was in.
95. You were in what, seventh grade?
I think a junior high school. Yeah.
You were?
I think I was. Yeah. 1995.
Speaking of which, 1996 team. I saw Aaron Beasley last night.
Yeah, Killer Bees was there. Yeah. I saw him.
He got gray in his hair like I do now.
Good player.
Really good.
Good
player.
Player.
Not a great corner, but
a good corner. Good corner. Tough guy. Guy's tough.
Speaking of corners, Jalen Ramsey last night. AJ Green left the game early, was banged up, had a little bruise, he said, but he was more upset about that. He wasn't injured, apparently, which is great news for Bengals.
That's
fans.
What they said about Tony Romo, too, by the way.
That's true. But this one appears to not be a broken back. Yeah. Okay.
I'm just telling you, that's what we heard about.
Well, AJ said it was just he knocked knees with the He hit knees with the guy.
I'm not saying it's anything serious, but a week ago we heard, or
I know.
3 days ago
we
heard.
You've seen NBA players knock knees and it looks like they're done for the year and then they get up and
they're fine.
They're almost dead.
So Jags secondary last night. What did you make of the group as a whole?
I think they're pretty good.
I agree with Tony. I thought they played pretty well.
I think the combination of House, Amukamara, and Jalen Ramsey is going to be really good.
Let's say the name together. Amukamara.
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 Okay. Amukamara.
But when Colvin comes back, who stays on the field and who gets off the field?
Well, if they're playing well, they all stay on the field.
What's your expectations?
I think they're going to be playing well.
You think Colvin's not going to play this year? Then he'll be.
I think he probably is the fourth guy. Now injuries
really?
Happen though.
Wow, he was playing great like off season, early in camp.
Wally Pitt, baby.
Yeah.
Amukamara's played well.
Amukamara's played well. Jalen Ramsey's a stud. Right. And Devon House, when he wants to.
When they're not sending messages to him.
When Devon House wants to, he's a good man corner.
When they're not sending messages to him.
Yeah.
He has talent.
No, I'm not saying Aaron Coleman's not going to play at all, but do you upset the apple cart if after 4 weeks those guys are playing well? And I think Tashawn Gibson, he came off center field for the pass breakup. When's the last time we saw a free safety cover 20 yards and break up a pass?
Even though we just watched it, and Andy Dalton had a touchdown if he threw it to the other side.
My question.
Since we're watching the tape tonight.
We were just watching the tape, and Tony's like, no. Gibson would have got over there, and then I showed him about 8 different angles, and you agree with me. He would not. No way he would have got over there.
I don't agree with you.
Of course he does.
Right.
But my point is.
Yeah, he can cover the middle.
Came
of the
off the center field. It was nice.
That doesn't happen. And I thought House did a nice job coming off his man on that play,
yeah.
too.
So I think the secondary played well. Linebackers a little shaky. Telvin had some missed tackles.
Plus, Leslie got blocked a little bit.
They got blocked, and the defensive line couldn't get off blocks. I thought they got handled pretty well by the front of the Bengals. A lot of running lanes for Jeremy Hill and Giovanni Bernard.
Edge. The edge was not set very well. Mm. Not at all.
Mm. Couple of injuries. No official report today for the Jaguars. No media access today for the Jags. But a few players did miss the game again last night. James Sample with a shoulder injury still did not play.
He's got to get healthy, guys.
Yeah, absolutely he
does. I mean, sooner or later, I'm not saying they're going to cut him this year, but sooner or later you got to cut bait and say, listen, this will be 2 years in a row of getting no look at him.
Yeah.
I know Pete, isn't he an old Arizona State guy before he transferred to Louisville?
Who's that?
James Sample. Was he A-State first? No, he's.
He was out west. He was like in Washington or something.
He was Louisville for his last 2 years.
Yeah,
he was up north.
They look, their secondary, you can cut that right now pretty much.
What do you do with James Sample? Who's your fourth safety? That's my question right now.
Well, Thompson will be one of them.
Okay, that's three. Who's your fourth? You trust James Sample enough to keep him right now? He's played one preseason game.
Who else did you say?
Peyton Thompson.
Yeah, Peyton.
Yeah.
Okay, who's your fourth safety?
The rookie.
Mr. It's so easy.
The rookie.
Jared Wilson?
Mm-hmm.
So you're cutting Sample?
They might. I don't think they'll cut him.
I don't think they'll cut him. I mean,
what are you going to do with him then? IR again?
IR, maybe.
Yeah, wow. That's a lot of free money right there.
No doubt.
Hey, you know what that is, Pete? Free cash for Sample.
Well, yeah.
Another who missed last night, we mentioned him earlier, Sheldon Day has not played in the preseason yet with a back
injury.
He's going
to be here no matter what, either on the team or IR.
Draft pick. Roy Miller missed last night again with a quad
injury. Doesn't matter. They know what Roy Miller is. He's one of the best run-stuffing one techniques. He does all the dirty work there. A much better run defense when Roy Miller's on the field. He doesn't need to do anything until Green Bay.
There you have it, a look at some of the Jaguars' injuries.
Hey, that's, by the way, that's a positive that's come out of the preseason.
Oh, yeah.
They haven't had any.
It's been very nice.
You look around this league, Tony, and there's been a lot of major players go down. They haven't had any.
When we come back.
Who plays next week?
Nobody.
Yeah, right. I would play some people.
We'll talk about that.
I'm going to tell you who I'd play when we come back.
Tease.
I like that. Yes.
Is that a good tease?
The phone lines are open as well. 355-NFL1, 355-6351. This is Jaguars Monday on Jaguars Radio.
They did some stupid things, really, at every position. How I jumped off sides, which is pretty bad as a quarterback to do. But just weren't sharp, had a lot of things. They didn't do necessarily anything to stop us, which is a good sign because it was a good defense. It's a good scheme we played against. It's a good team and felt comfortable and confident in what we were doing. Just didn't execute it and get things done.
There's a quarterback, Blake Bortles, last night.
My favorite moment of the game when he jumped off sides. I loved it. I loved it because now he has a slight glimpse of what it feels like to be an offensive lineman and jump off sides.
Well, then they get called for the
terrible
tilting the ball up, too.
Yeah, a couple times. Yeah.
What a dumb rule the NFL
is. It really
is.
That's
so stupid.
That's dumb.
Like, I can see if you simulate the snap, you want to call that, because you tilt it up and look around.
Right.
I mean, come on. It's so dumb. Mm.
Jaguars Monday continues. JP Shadrick, Tony Boselli, Pete Prisco.
Pete, why can't you and I just be commissioner? You know how much better the league would be.
I know the reason behind it, because centers, you watch it all the time, they move the ball up.
That's fine. Yeah, but guess what?
If it's third and
if you move it up
15 inches and you move it up three, that's third and 12 inches then.
Pete, I'm fine with them not moving it up, but tilting it doesn't matter.
That's the reason they do it.
No, they said they did it so they don't simulate the snap.
I don't think they ever did simulate the snap.
I listened to the
– I know that's why they said it. I know, but I don't – do you think they ever – did?
Yeah, guys would do the quick head and, like, would – I mean, they did things.
Squeeze it, right?
So before – wily, crafty veterans.
That's what happens with those guys. Before the break, Tony, you promised you would tell us who you would play Thursday night against the Atlanta Falcons. Maybe some front line guys. Even,
yes. Huh? One starter – two starters, three starters for sure.
Three starters have to suit up against the Falcons.
Yes.
Who?
And who are they?
Luke Jokel at left guard. Got to give him reps. It's not a punishment, by the way, to Luke.
No.
How long?
I'd play him.
I played 10, 15 plays. Yeah. Just get him just more reps.
I'm with you. I'm with you on that
one. It's not – listen, I would – because I don't think he played bad, by the way. I mean, I've said that already. I'm not going to
give
you that
message.
Again. It's not a message. It's like, listen, we want to get you more reps for opening day.
That's not a message. Other things might be.
But there are messages being sent.
And then
Two others?
Yeah, two others. Well, they're kind of co-starters. Ngakoue and Fowler. Mm. Not on first and second down. Make it four. I would get Scooter reps at Leo on first and second down. He's a starter for a quarter. And on first nickel, I would let Ngakoue and Fowler both be pass rushers.
Well, you have to play some people. No. Yeah, plus, you have to play some people. I mean, you only have, 75
guys.
And then he got injuries.
Okay,
injuries.
They don't really have any injuries. So if you had 75, your 22 starters, that's 53.
Hurt? Isn't Sample hurt?
Okay.
Roy Miller's not going to play. Yeah.
Well, he's a starter, though.
Right.
Like,
yeah, but
so you're gonna,
my
yeah,
point
portals,
is you, you would
receivers
have,
aren't
you'd
going.
Have your 53.
Yeah, but I'd still play. You take out the stars. You're still going to have to play some guys. You're going to say
they did in the past, Pete. They didn't pay any last year. None.
I mean, Jokel, I would play.
I'd play Jokel.
I wouldn't play Fowler and Ngakoue.
You, Pete, they need pass rush. They need practice.
Would you play Beecham?
No.
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 Nothing.
No. None. Nah. Nada. Zilch. Zero. No. Not one snap. I saw enough.
You get their work, their cohesion, and their timing out here on the practice field. Right?
Yes. No. None.
I wouldn't play him either.
Ngakoue and Fowler are guys I would play for sure in the first nickel. They don't have to be out there first, second down. They don't. I'm not saying get out there and get banged around, but they need to rush the quarterback. I don't know if you've noticed, Pete, but they're not getting a lot of pressure off the edge.
I'll say this, though. In the second half against the guy who's probably going to be bouncing somewhere in a couple weeks, Fowler actually had some pressure and he got held a couple times.
Pete, the guy's going to be an accountant somewhere next week.
He's going to be a bouncer somewhere or something. But –
I mean, that's like saying, hey, Selly went out
we
there and
just,
Fowler got some good work.
Just,
and got
we were just watching some Fowler tape.
Oh, yeah,
rushing,
you're still watching the film.
And he was rushing, and he did like a two-step dance before he even got engaged with the offensive lineman, Eric Winston. He was doing running man in place.
Really?
And like
not
Tony,
gaining any ground.
No, and like Tony said, just rush the passer, go forward, go up. Then there was another play. I don't know if you got there yet. He actually got underneath Winston and had him where he was in a position to drive him back and continue, and he kind of stopped. It was like – well, all that power and strength he has, he should have drove him right back into the quarterback. That's a concern. He is a concern.
But you don't think, with all that said, you don't think he needs any reps? On third down, Pete, it's just go out there in space and rush the passer.
Yeah, but what if he puts his foot in the ground and something happens?
Then guess what? It's football. It's what I mean.
Yeah, it's a meaningless game, though. I don't know.
It's not meaningless if you're getting better.
But here's something that we got to slow.
Can I say something about this whole meaningless game stuff, too?
Yes, please.
Because I played in a lot of dang meaningless games, and I hated them. Trust me. But some of them aren't meaningless, even though the score doesn't count. Because if you go out there and work and do your job and work on stuff, now I'm not saying you need four. I'm not saying that at all. But you get better as a player and you get ready for the regular season. I was talking to Jason Cole, your buddy. I like Jason a lot. Do you like him? Or no? I like Jason. Yeah. Who's he? Yahoo?
Bleacher Report. Now.
Was that Yahoo?
Yeah, he's at Yahoo now, Bleacher Report. And we were talking. And I think most guys who've covered the league a long time, you being one of them, Pete, would agree that the first 4 weeks of football now aren't as good as the first 4 weeks of football when I played. Because we played 4 preseason games. We played 2 series, a quarter and a half, a half, and a quarter.
And a half into the third quarter.
And a quarter. I mean, a half and a drive.
And sometimes the first series of the fourth quarter.
And then the
preseason.
No, I played every 4th preseason game.
But like
at least a series, sometimes a quarter.
Right.
Depending on how Tom felt about it.
Yeah.
And so, and people would say, I'm not saying this is the old guy. Correct me if I'm wrong, Pete. But Jason brought it up. The football was better early when I played because guys had more reps.
Yes, and you also had more reps in training camp, too.
And more reps in training camp.
And more hitting. So you were hit ready.
Okay, and here's
tackle
the thing.
Ready.
And
you didn't tackle. You didn't go to the ground, but you were tackle ready.
Okay, my question, and you know this, Pete. I don't, in all the years, the 7 years here with the Jaguars, I remember 2 significant injuries in preseason that meant something.
Well, you had one.
No, I didn't.
Didn't you get hurt up in training camp? And it wasn't a preseason game.
It was training camp. That can happen anywhere. Okay. I'm talking preseason.
Oh, in a preseason game.
Yeah.
Trying to think of who, Mark.
Mark, he missed 3 games.
Huge one.
Missed 3 games.
That was supposed to be a good team, and it ended up not being a great team.
We won the division.
Is that the year?
Yeah, we won the division. It was the first division we ever won, by the way.
What was the record? But they were supposed to
11-5.
Yeah, I guess so. That's right. You won the game with Matthews and Rob. Right.
We're 10-6.
Rob won at Baltimore, right? Yeah.
So
made him a lot of money.
And the other one was, and this was a practice. And it was Leon Searcy when he tore his quad.
That's right.
But
when was that? Was that in a
that was
in
the first day of Pats.
Yeah, that was a practice.
Yeah.
Wow.
But that team went off the cliff right after that.
But my point of saying this is there was never – do you remember any major injury to a major star that affected the season in the preseason? Part of me, the argument – and I'm not saying we should go back to these long two-a-days and everything else. And I'm not saying we were tougher. But your body was conditioned, and I think there was less injuries.
To play football. These guys might be in
better
shape.
And better athletes.
And in better shape.
I don't think they're as conditioned
shape.
As like we were to.
Right.
You didn't have injuries. Like,
but they work year-round now more than you guys did.
We had to be here earlier than they did.
You guys didn't have OTAs, Tony.
No, but we had to be here for Tom. I'm just talking what I knew here.
But I know, but you didn't have OTAs on the field stuff. You didn't. You had minicamp. You had 2 minicamps. That was
That's
it.
That's not true.
That is true until the very end. Yes, it is. They didn't put that stuff in until what year was it? 1990?
Well, my rookie year, we had all these OTAs because we were
You had the
team.
Extra ones, but the one at Lagerman didn't show up to.
Yeah. But my point is saying –
You didn't have OTA
well,
days.
I'm just saying my whole point of saying this is I think coaches have gone too far of being afraid of injuries and not getting guys work to get better. They're meaningless games when it comes to the scoreboard, but they're not meaningless games to being ready for opening day.
I would tend to agree with you, and particularly since you don't have two-a-days in pads. It's hard. You know, we talked about the offensive line, and you know this better as well as anybody. It's hard to get a group of 5 into a rhythm when you don't work. That's why offensive line play stinks in the NFL.
And
nowadays.
This is what I always say. So if a guy gets hurt week one, is it better than getting hurt than the game 4 preseason?
Right. In other words, what you're saying is have him ready for game 1 rather than not have him ready
I think the risk injury goes up when you're not ready and you're not in the good football shape. I think your risk of injury increases. I mean, the whole thing with John Harbaugh, who was because, what was it, Benjamin Watson?
Yeah, he tore his Achilles.
I mean, I'm not a doctor, but if your Achilles is going to go, it's
going
to go.
It's going
sooner
anything.
Or
it's
later.
It's going.
I mean,
it has nothing to do with the preseason.
It has nothing to do with the preseason.
It could have gone on a practice field. It could have gone running in
anywhere.
Workouts. Yeah, it was going.
I mean, we freak out about these things, and it makes no sense to me, Pete. So I don't think they play enough in the preseason.
Now
if I was a coach, I would not be afraid of the injury. Now, it's easy for me to say this because I'm behind the radio.
Of course it is.
Until his quarterback went down.
Until my quarterback
two.
Went down, I started crying in the fetal position as I was getting ready to get fired.
And the bubble wrap comes
he's
out.
He's different.
Quarterback
if,
is
you
different.
Have a, if you have a quarterback, that's different. He doesn't play. It's like you let him play a couple games, then get him out of there.
Or if I play him, it's all run game and 3-step drop, and I tell him to throw the ball. And if you're not around, you're not allowed to scramble.
Would you play like the Vikings never play Adrian Peterson?
No, if I have a bell cow running back, he doesn't see the field until opening day because running back is the one position that is a reactionary and you just get the ball and run.
What about like Fred Taylor used to play a lot in the preseason?
Too much.
Yeah. Tomlinson never played in the preseason.
Maybe I play him one series just to give him a couple hits.
I wouldn't even do that.
I don't think I would either.
No, not the running back.
But my offensive line?
I'd work the offensive
line. My D-line, my pass rushers, my corners, my receivers.
Now, if I had Von Miller, I don't think I'd play him. He knows how to rush the passer.
Okay, yeah, but
still got to get in shape, though, right? Even him. Like, get back to it. Live work? No.
Maybe a series.
No? Nah. Yeah, maybe a series. That's it.
But a young team like this?
Yeah, the young team is different. Young team is different.
You guys ready for phone calls?
Oh, yeah, can't wait.
I thought the show was over.
355-NFL-1.
They're going to light you up tonight.
355.
For what?
I don't know. You're going to get lit up.
My jokal comments, you think?
Yeah, you're getting lit up. Tonight's a night Tony gets lit up by the crowd.
I like it. Let's start with Chris on the west side.
How many callers do we have
going tonight? What's up, Chris?
You can tag that with a dedicated listener of the JP Shattered podcast.
Oh, appreciate that.
You must be bored with life.
You're that guy. You're the only one.
Thanks.
We found him.
Listen, Pete, if you get out from under whatever contract obligations you have that's stopping you from doing the podcast, I'll take back everything I said.
Wow.
Wow.
About that.
So you'd be my only listener with Tony, huh?
We'd have an international show.
It'd be big.
We'd be international.
What's on your mind tonight, man?
Well, I was curious about Kelvin Beachum's injury recovery and whether it could be a tell for our play calling. In other words, what's more difficult for him, pass blocking or run blocking, and will our opposition know that?
All right, thanks for the call.
I mean, they're going to know by watching tape. Right now it's run blocking. And probably overall, my guess is if Kelvin Beachum, and I'm going to ask him this because I have a pretty good relationship with him and he's very honest. If Kelvin Beachum is 100%, is he a better run blocker or pass blocker?
No, he's a better pass blocker.
I was a better pass blocker if I was 100%.
Well, Dr. Z said you weren't a good run blocker.
Oh, God bless him, and I know he's struggling, and I almost said something, but out of respect, I won't. I thought I was a good run blocker, but I thought I excelled at pass blocking.
I would agree with that.
I think Beachum is a better pass blocker, whether he's coming off an ACL or completely healthy. And so right now, that's just going to be the same.
It's funny how that evolved in Pittsburgh, too, because they morphed into a high-octane passing team.
Well, because when your best player on the field is your quarterback and your wide receiver.
Right, but Bell can run the ball, too. It's just they run
it off.
But
their two best players are their quarterback and wide receiver.
But it was perfect for him because that's what he does better.
He's a better – He is a capable run blocker. He is a natural pass blocker.
Which is weird because he doesn't have the frame for it.
He has long arms, Pete.
Yeah, but he's short, though.
He has long arms.
He's short, though. He's like Leon.
Yes. Good call. He has long arms, as Leon did.
Let's go to Leo in Mandarin to keep us rolling. What's up, Leo?
Hey, how you doing?
Great. What's going on tonight?
Hey, fellas, I really, really enjoyed the show. It's really good tonight. I appreciate y'all taking my call. I agree with everything y'all were saying. I guess I saw a different football game last night because, the first team struggled. But you know what I saw? I saw the second team come back because this is a team game, and they picked the team up, man. And that's going to happen throughout the season. But I couldn't agree more with y'all, which I was talking about. This is the real reason why I called in. And I think y'all can relate to this because – Pete Prisco has worked with other people. Tony Baselli has worked with other people. And a big spectrum of things. We all have worked with different people. And I think that certain players play better together. And I just want to say one thing about the Miles Jack. I'm definitely keeping him on the field. I like y'all's assessment of him, like covering the slot guy or whatnot. But I like to see him, as Lesney. And I'm with you, Pete. I'm Tevin Smith's been, you know what I think it is? I think he's kind of intimidated by Miles Jack's play.
No, he's not, Leo. Leo.
I still have him on the field.
Intimidated.
Let me finish this off. It doesn't have to be starters, but I'd love to see Odrick, Malik Jackson, and I'm not giving up on Cedric Marks, and I'd like to see if Dante Fowler could play with those three guys. That linebacking core, and I'm sick of Jonathan Cyprian's nonsense. I'd love to see Hayes Collard, or I forget his name, I don't want to be disrespectful, but the guy who made the pick six a couple weeks ago, number 36.
Josh.
I'm tired of Jonathan Cyprian. Tired of Jonathan Cyprian.
Leo, you're intimidated. Leo, you were doing actually okay. You're a little bit shaky that the second team picked up this, and that's what we can expect in the regular season, because half the guys that were on the field at the end of the game will be doing something else with their lives.
Which is why.
Secondly, let me finish, and you can go jump in. Josh Johnson's not going to be here. Hayes Plard is not playing strong safety. He's a linebacker.
And Cyprian's actually done some good things in this.
He is a box safety. He's better, best at that. So go ahead, Pete.
Here's why you just.
Oh, and by the way, Telvin's not intimidated.
You just poo-pooed the whole thing about the backups, and I agree with you 100%. Yet, I heard today Gus talking about grit, and it shows our determination and what this team is made of. And we came back from 21 down. See, me, if I was the head coach, I would have reamed that team every which way up and down.
Maybe he did though. In the room, maybe he did.
That the audio you guys had was in the room. Jaguars.com or somebody had audio of him.
Let me say it this way, and I don't know what Gus said. I don't. No idea.
I didn't watch.
Would you have reamed him?
Hold on, let me finish. Let me just say this about Gus. And I don't
know
what
he's saying that, by the way.
What?
Let me finish.
Go ahead. Let me finish.
Listen. That's another one.
I haven't said it tonight.
Yes, you have.
No, I haven't.
He's got a new one. Let me finish.
How many do I have?
You have like 15.
Not tonight. No, I didn't. That's a lie.
Let Tony finish.
Go ahead.
Please.
Listen.
That was a joke, by the way. I did that on purpose. I didn't hear what Gus said, and I didn't hear the audio, but Gus is how do I say this? I think Gus says things when nobody else but his team can hear them that are different. Because I don't think he ever wants to – and I appreciate this as a head coach. And Tom was like this differently, though. I'm telling you, sometimes business needs to be just in that room with just the players, and it's no one's business who hears what and how things are handled. I'm a big believer in that. Now, to answer your question, Pete, would I have ripped the team after the third preseason game? I don't know if I'd have ripped them after watching the film because of what the truth was, but I'd have been very honest with some certain players that this isn't good enough. And if we play like this, all of us are going to be looking for
– Tom would have ripped you guys if that happened. Yeah, Tom, he would have come down there and he would have done his usual –
But it wouldn't have been a rip. It would have been a grumpy,
he'd have ripped you.
Turnovers, kill us, penalties.
Yeah, sloppiness.
Yeah, sloppy,
sloppiness of it. See, if I was the head coach, which I often pretend I am, NGM.
Yes.
I would have gone down there into that locker room. I said, this was an embarrassment to you guys. You're on national TV. You're supposed to be. But you know what I'd say? I'd say, you know what? It's a good kick in your behind. Because you needed it. You started thinking
you say behind?
Your ass.
That's intimidating.
You would have thought, believe me, there would be stuff I can't say on here. Mm. I would have said, you guys started thinking you were darn good. You're flying high. You got kicked in the mouth and you deserved it because that was an embarrassment. I would have ripped the daylights out of him.
He would have dropped a dad gum in there somewhere.
No, probably. Believe me.
Dang it.
My vocabulary is filled with F words. I just can't say
whoa,
it on the air.
Whoa! Easy, Pete. Chill, will you?
Family show.
Just kidding.
Fun.
This is embarrassing.
Fun.
I think we make assumptions what head coaches say and don't say sometimes. And I think a lot of the head coaches choose their words for when the cameras are there. And they're maybe a little bit different when nobody's around.
Do you think some coaches...
That's what I would do as a coach.
Do you think some coaches play to the cameras?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, I tend to agree with
that. I do. If I was a coach, Pete, I would try to not embarrass my guys when the cameras were there. I'm not saying I would sugarcoat things, but when... I guess put it this way. My conversations with my guys... I'm just talking as an offensive line coach now. Would be much different when we were in our offensive line room groom and nobody than how it would be.
But I would go down to the podium and meet the media and say, look, that's just unacceptable. That was garbage.
Sure.
I put it out there.
What did Gus say? I didn't even hear what he said.
Not that.
What did he say, though?
Well, then shut up, Pete.
You forgot. You're making comments.
He didn't say it was garbage. He didn't say it was unacceptable. He said it was gross and penalty-filled.
You're misleading the audience, and that's disappointing. We're better than that, Pete.
Let's get one more call before the break. Cliff is in Richmond Hill, Georgia, wherever that is. What's up, Cliff?
Hey, what's up, guys? Love the show.
Where's Richmond Hill? Where's Richmond Hill?
It is just south of Savannah.
Oh, nice. Awesome. Awesome.
Yeah, is it a big hill? Big hill?
No. It's we got one red light.
Oh, nice.
No, but no hills.
No hills.
Clear.
No hill. But Tony, I couldn't agree with you more. I think we look back at the end of the season, and this team at worst, finishes 8-8, 9-7. No one's going to give a flip about the third preseason game against the Bengals.
F word.
Yeah.
See, he used the F word.
Yeah, I agree with you, Richmond Hill, 100%. I just don't. I mean, can any of us? What was the Jaguars' preseason record last year?
Yeah.
Nobody
does. Anyone remember what their preseason record was last year?
I can't even tell you who he played.
I can't either.
No.
You know, here's one.
I can't even tell you.
Go back.
I can't tell you the preseason record that I played.
Do we have the record? Do we have the media guide here somewhere?
I'll find it. Yeah.
Let's find out what your preseason record was in 1999.
Oh, we'll look at it. Yes. How about that?
I honestly.
You have no idea.
I have no idea who we played in 99 preseason.
No. I don't remember it either.
We played Dallas. No.
I went to the games. I don't remember.
I think we. Oh, you know who we played? I remember one game. We played Dallas.
You always played Atlanta, didn't you?
I think that's always kind of a given around here because they're so close.
Yes, we played Atlanta because we played them twice that year, once in the preseason,
once in the regular season. That's right. You kept the shoes after the regular season game because you thought you were going back to playing the Super Bowl in there, and it didn't work out that well.
So
I got two of them. I know we played Dallas. I know we played Atlanta.
Dallas where?
Here. Yeah.
So then that means you played Atlanta up there.
I don't know who else.
We'll look it
up. Probably Tampa.
We're going to look it up.
Miami, something like that.
Over the break and figure out the 1999 preseason schedule.
But here's the thing. I can't tell you whether we won or lost.
No. Nobody cares. When it starts flying for real in 2 weeks, nobody knows what happens in the preseason. It's like one thing.
Listening today, though, Pete, you would have thought it was over.
Here's an exercise for you. Go back and look at the leaders from the last five preseasons of the quarterback, the passer rating.
Half of them get cut.
Not even in the league.
Right. Check out Jack Hanania's Audi of Jacksonville on Blanding. You can lease a beautiful new A3 from just $229 a month. Head over there today for details. More of your calls when we come back. 355-NFL-1, 355-6351. Tony hasn't been lit up tonight, actually, as you predicted, Pete.
People are scared.
They're not scared. They're coming.
After this, it's Jaguars Monday on Jaguars Radio.
Welcome back to the HananiaAutos.com studio. Jaguars Monday continues right now.
BRI Productions is the Southeast premier full-service event company with everything you need to bring your next event to life. Visit BRIProductions.com to learn more. Jaguars Monday, J.P. Shadrick, Pete Prisco, Tony Baselli, and your calls, 355-NFL-1, 355-6351. More calls coming up, but during the break, we found the media guide and the results of the preseason all-time for the Jags.
Well, in 1999, they went 3-1.
3-1?
Yeah, but go... But the point of 99 is, do you remember any of those games?
No,
I don't remember. I played in all those, and I don't remember one game.
I don't remember. But here's
now, I can tell you every regular season game that year I played
right.
in. Can't remember one of those.
Here's one for you. How many times in the history of the Jaguars organization have they had a losing record in the preseason?
I have no idea.
Ooh. I don't know.
Three.
Five.
Five.
Five losing records?
And that really has worked out lately for us well.
Right. Well, here's lately. 2-2 and 15, 1-3 and 14, 1-3 and 13. Actually, these teams have actually had the losing records. 1-3 in 2011. The thing is, Tom didn't have losing seasons. He cared about the preseason.
Wanted to go win the game.
Yeah,
we played a lot. The starters played a lot.
2-3 the first year because you played the extra game, and then 2-2, 4-0, 2-2, 3-1, 3-1, 2-2, 1-3 again. Then 3-1, 3-1.
But like in '96, we played Week three, correct me if I'm wrong, Pete, we played the 49ers here.
Correct.
And they beat us?
You won 38-10.
But if you go look at – I remember that game because I hurt my ankle. If you go look at the first half, when the ones against ones, they kicked our tail. It was 10-0 or something like that. They were beating the
– What year, 96?
96.
Okay.
They're beating the brakes off us.
And the Broncos, you won.
And then Broncos, week four, we were – losing at halftime the Broncos. Now we ended up winning because Tom was so mad
he knocked over the Gatorade
how bad we were playing. and I remember watching the tape. I mean, I was at home because I had hurt my ankle the week before against San Francisco, and it was only like a 3-day rest. And I was watching the game, and I remember thinking, like, I'm glad I'm not there because they were killing us.
Well,
and Tom was so mad.
That's the game where he knocked the Gatorade all over Clyde. Yeah.
And listen, now, the reason the scores are lopsided because, you know, the other coaches are like, all right, we're done. They play. I mean, Tom would keep the backups in until we got the lead to win.
So 2000 was your last preseason here, and you didn't play
2001.
Much. 2001 was. My last preseason was covering the team was 2000.
Yeah, 2001 was mine.
And I'll be honest with you.
I can't remember.
I don't remember these games.
I don't know.
Giants here.
Nope.
At Kansas City.
Nope.
I don't remember going to Arrowhead in the preseason.
I did once. How many times did we do it?
When you were there? Not many.
Yeah.
Oh, you went 2000 was the only one.
No, I thought we went there one other time, you said.
In the preseason? Oh, yeah, 98. I don't remember.
I don't remember 2000. I remember 98 going.
Must have been a hell of a trip for you, Pete.
Who'd we even play in the preseason in 2001? I don't remember playing anybody.
Carolina, the Giants, Kansas City, and Dallas.
And that was 2001?
Yeah. No, they played the same teams. Yeah. Carolina, same the Giants, Kansas City.
I have no recollection of that at all.
Yeah.
So our whole point in this is everyone relax. Take a chill pill.
Yeah, the preseason doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
It just doesn't.
Well, we did all that just to say that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the other day,
it was a fun exercise, though.
I watched the Titans.
Walk down memory lane.
Tony, I watched the Titans.
Oh, that's my other thing. I heard today, man, the Titans are going to be really good.
Yeah, because the Raiders were dogs on Saturday night.
They're
going
to be really good.
They didn't show up. The Raiders were dead. They were terrible.
Henry and Murray had touchdowns this week, too. Yeah.
Who cares?
That was this week. Yeah, they played the Raiders.
Yeah,
I was watching.
Who cares?
Yeah. Well, you know what they do? Here's why the Titans will look good in the preseason. You ready? All they do is that's what they do. They run the ball and play smash mouth football. There's no scheming, no nothing. Nobody's trying to stop
anything. What happens when they put the eighth guy in the box?
Right.
Exotic smash mouth. Get it right. Okay. That's the terminology.
What is
from
exotic?
Malarkey.
What is exotic about it?
I don't know.
Pete?
He tries to say he's the drive the ball down the field office run game exotic, and I don't see it. I thought Mariota made some nice throws the other day. But
they
Raiders,
just traded away the wide receiver.
The Raiders were dogs. The Raiders were dogs the other night. It was like a vintage, you don't want to be there game.
How's Khalil Mack playing?
Good, but he didn't even do much.
He's a good player, though.
Are they any good, the Raiders? I think they're the most overhyped. You know, people think this team's overhyped. I think the Raiders are the most overhyped.
I think Khalil Mack's a good player.
Really good player. Bruce Irvin's okay.
Average.
Sean Smith. Solid.
Bruce Irvin's a guy that has no power. All you have to do is just sit.
Reggie Nelson.
Reggie Nelson's old, but good player.
Yeah. But, I mean.
Are you a Derek Carr fan?
He's okay. I think he's got a chance to be solid. You know, pretty good.
Boy, he throws it pretty, though.
He does
pretty
throw
arm.
Him.
Pretty
and they
arm.
Got, I mean, Cooper's good. And Crabtree can go get it.
Yeah.
And I worry about their running game, too.
Let's go back to the phone lines. 355-NFL-1.
Tony needs to take some abuse tonight.
355-63.
Why do you want me to take abuse so bad, Pete?
I don't know, because people get mad at you. I can tell they are.
I don't care.
John on the south side is next. What's up, John?
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man.
So I got a question for Tony since he played in the league. My question is, when the offensive linemen are watching video today or tomorrow of the game, what kind of comments, if any, do the players tell Jokel when they see him on his butt twice with his legs up in the air? Is he going to take ribbing from that?
Okay, first of all, did you obviously did not listen to the beginning of the show, did you? Because
he's out of here.
See, good. Don't let him call back. Because I don't appreciate cheap shots. I don't appreciate cheap shots on Jokel. The first one, I explained, it was not his fault. And every offensive lineman in there would look at that and say, he got stepped on. He got tripped. Linder probably said, my bad. It would be like the end of it. No one's going to say a word.
He was calling in being a wise guy.
He's
called in before as a wise
he's
guy.
He's a cheap shot artist.
That guy.
He's lucky I don't run over him.
Wow.
You only weigh 210 now.
Yeah. I can still run. He sounds like you know what he sounds like? He has the voice of a 125-pound person.
Well, he was 250, and then he went to Dr. VPOFFFCS.
350. 350, Pete. Get it right. And then the other one where he actually did get run over, it's interesting. The guys you're closest with will give you a hard time afterwards. Like Novak was in the meeting room. He would have if that had been me, he would have rode me.
That was bad.
But
what a tackle was
if
bad.
It's real bad, no one will say a word. You don't have to say a word because every guy in that room knows not to say anything because it could be them. In the
right.
Future.
They could be next.
Right.
That's right.
But it was that was bad attack.
That was bad. I got nothing. Not making excuses.
No, he was tripped on the first one.
Tripped. And all you cheap shot artists, all you guys out there, and you know who you are that want to trade him.
So well, I want to hear who was actually, beside the fans in town, were the media members?
Yes.
Yeah.
I had my good friends.
Jeff and Dan.
In the morning saying they should trade Luke Jokel.
Wow.
Yeah, get what you can for him now.
How about that?
Oh, it's embarrassing.
Okay, now I made you laugh.
That's really funny. That's you almost as funny as drinking water from the kitchen sink.
You know, I like the kitchen sink.
You know that's gonna be a season long joke now. You realize
what, my our weight loss commercial?
Yes.
Yeah.
Dr. Foss.
Yeah. Go ahead. Say the initials.
I have no idea what they are.
Yeah, you've read them about 8,000 times. You know.
No, I give you my word. I don't know.
DPSOPPSO or something.
But I guess legally I had to say that because there's some like sanctioning body that I don't know.
Again, we could play those side by side one time. Sports coat and we'd have a great segment.
Water from the sink, chocolate pudding, sports coat, DPSPCKR.
Well, he says it right. It's just funny the way he says that one. Just like,
it's unbelievable.
You got to admit, somebody said to you, what is that? Am I the first guy to ever say that?
No, I said it. They asked me to read it. I said, what is that?
Wow.
Oh, God, I didn't have an answer.
It works.
We'll come.
Hey, listen, looks good, man.
81 pounds, Pete.
It looks great.
We'll come back.
You might want to try it, JP. I don't know if
shut up, Tony.
Talk
to yourself.
I don't know, maybe.
We'll keep the phone lines open for now. We'll come back and look around the National Football League. It's Jaguars Monday. We'll drink some water from the sink while we're away. It's Jaguars Monday.
Don't make fun of Colgan.
Jaguars Radio.
Welcome back to the HananiaAutos.com studio. Jaguars Monday continues right now.
From the HananiaAutos.com studio, Jaguars Monday rolls along. JP Shadrick, Pete Prisco, Tony Boselli. We've watched the film, you guys have at least, of the Jaguars and the Bengals last night. We've talked
I don't like this.
To death.
I'm not happy.
Why not?
What? You're never happy.
Because, you know, we're on the World Wide Web now.
We're getting there.
No, we're streaming. Yeah, I've been told I can say it. You can go to jaguars.com and check us out.
Right. It's a test run.
No,
but
you
okay.
can watch it.
Okay,
shut up,
thanks,
JP. I've
fine.
Already done this.
Okay,
I've already
great.
Cleared it with management.
That's awesome.
6 to 7 every Monday night. At 7 o'clock, we'll go to what's that silly show Jeff does? That's
All Access.
All
Jaguars
Access.
All Access.
No
really Sam Kavaris, Jeff Lagerman, and others.
No one really watches it, but if you want to go check it out, you go from – it'll be – on the website, it'll be from 7 to 7:30, All Access. Mm. In all seriousness, Jeff does a great job, a lot of good information.
It's a good show.
And then it is a very good show. I like giving him a hard time. And then 7:30 to 8, back with us. So right now it's 7:37, so you can check it out on jaguars.com. But with that said, Patrick Kavanaugh, who is the boss, I guess, of this.
He is the director of broadcasting.
Director of broadcasting.
Is his title now, yeah.
Well, him and I are going to have a little talk.
Oh, really?
Because I don't need him sending pictures off the World Wide Web to me with the caption, clean it up, Boselli, because I have my coffee and my nuts and iPad. I'm working PK. And so I don't need that.
How many cashews did you eat before this show, by the way?
Well, I had cashews, I had almonds, and I had a little trail mix. I had it all.
Mm.
It's not bad for you.
That's not bad.
No, it's healthy fat, right?
Well, it's – yeah. And
he needs
by this picture, JP –
what?
That's unhealthy fat.
No, what is wrong with you, man? I'm
it?
Down to like 238, man.
There's a lot of stuff going on there, Pete.
Talking about.
Yeah, it's so funny. He quickly forgets that he was 350.
Yes,
like,
and we were
ago.
Crushing photos of him.
Right, he was 360.
He fell asleep on a bus in London last year, and you would have thought.
370.
He looks like a chipmunk.
He was 380.
He was pushing
400.
Can you guys see this?
Oh, great.
You see this? He looks like a chipmunk.
Yeah. That's
come on, get this in, Max.
Fantastic.
Right,
he was pushing 400.
There you go, Max.
Yes, I know.
400.
He was carrying a small person.
What you, small person.
A big person.
The big person.
Unbelievable.
It's beautiful.
So, yeah.
Don't let him get to you, JP.
Oh, I don't. Come on now. Really? That? No. Let's look around the National Football League.
Got a
Let's
new starter
start
in Denver.
With the Denver Broncos.
I told you that.
You did. Is Sanchez going to get cut?
Maybe. They're going to probably ask him to take a pay cut because can you really they can't do it now. Got to see if you get through this game with Paxton Lynch without him getting hurt. Then you might make a decision. Make him take a pay cut. You keep him. If not, then you get rid of him.
How much is he making?
I think it was they could save $3 million by getting rid
but
of him.
But he has some guaranteed money in that too.
Yeah.
If I was them, I'd say, no, I'm not taking a pay cut. Cut me because guess who will sign me?
San Francisco.
Jerry Jones, Dallas. They need a backup.
San Francisco might sign him.
Or San Francisco.
Did they get rid of Colin
Kaepernick? Because Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah. And
are they going to cut him, Pete?
Not because of that, what he did.
No.
No.
But what's your take on that? Because I have not had an opportunity to actually give my take. What's your take?
Let's break it down. Colin Kaepernick sitting during the national anthem for a third time. Now, he sat the whole preseason during the national anthem, but he finally played the third game and was sitting. Says he's protesting what he feels is racial injustice in America. A team meeting Sunday over this left the team feeling unified, of course. He promises to continue to sit and says, quote, when there's significant change and I feel like that flag represents what it's supposed to represent and this country is representing people the way it's supposed to, I'll stand. Could he be released? Not for that, but he hasn't played much.
No,
he
was terrible the other day.
Not very good.
And he's skinny. He's really thin because he had all the surgeries.
So what do you think about the whole thing?
Me, personally, you have a right to do that, and we have a right to criticize him. If you don't agree with it, you have a right to criticize him. But he has a right to – it's a freedom of speech country. He has a right to do it. Would I do it? No. I have respect for the servicemen and what people have done to make this a free country. I would not have done that, but I respect his decision, and he has the right to do it.
He absolutely has the right to do it. He should not be disciplined.
Ostracized no.
Well, I mean, if people want to ostracize him, that's they're giving
their right,
too.
Yeah.
But he should not be disciplined, no fine or anything else like that. The ironic thing to me is he says, I'll stand for the flag when it represents more what it's supposed to. The very fact that you're able to sit down is the very thing what the flag represents is the freedom to protest in a civil manner, to voice your opinions with free speech, and there's no repercussions. And so as far as legally or that anyone –
I think it's a big bunch of nothing.
I think I do too, but I respect it. I respect his decision.
Yeah.
I disagree with his decision. It's not how I think it's the right thing. Do I think there is systemic racism and issues that this country is still dealing with?
Yeah,
absolutely,
sure.
100%. But I do still think this is the greatest country in the world. And the reality is, in a lot of places, you would be jailed or you would be punished for taking the stance. And so Colin Kaepernick does it. And actually, we have men and women in this country that are fighting in places today and dying for that right for him to do that. And so he has the right to do it.
I would agree. I agree 100% with exactly what you said.
Do the 49ers cut him?
I would. I don't think he's very good.
They might. And it's funny when you think about this. How many short years ago was it that he was revolutionizing the quarterback position?
He was running like a deer against us in London down the sideline.
I'll be honest with you. I can remember being at the Super Bowl that year against the Ravens when Kaepernick was the rage around the league. And I was walking around that thing going, not going to last. It's not lasting. The way he plays quarterback is not lasting.
I'll just remember this, Pete, though. I did the NFC title game when they played Atlanta. And I remember sitting on the sidelines, and he ran one of those, read options and pulled it and was sprinting down the sideline past me. And I watched him, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, this is a unique athlete. Because the next play, he dropped back and threw a laser on a crossing route to Crabtree that was – phenomenal, and I bought it, and I interviewed him after the game. Was a great kid, was dynamic. And
but you can't sustain that style.
But I was talking to one guy in the NFL this weekend, and he says watching him, he doesn't even move like he used to. He can't run like he used
to. No, he's had a lot of injuries because you get beat up when you play that style.
And he's not a big guy; he's a slight
guy. And when you take the run part out of it, what are you left with? You're left with a guy who's been. Had the run part of it as a crutch his entire career. I swear, this is a true story, because I remember Jim Trotter.
No, you said it right away.
Yeah, Jim Trotter and guys like that, they were arguing with me. I'm at the Super Bowl saying that.
Yes.
And I go, it won't last. It can't last. Just like RG3 didn't last. And to his credit, Russell Wilson has developed as a passer, which is why he's probably going to last.
And Cam Newton, everyone says, what about Cam Newton? There's two things about Cam Newton. One, he can spin it with the best of them.
Yes.
And two,
he's
265 pounds.
I went to
like
one of
six.
I went to one of their training camp practices.
It doesn't hurt when
he's bigger than the lineman.
Yeah, you hit him, it's different.
And he's developed as a passer too.
Yes, he spins it well. I don't think. Listen, I sure hope they're not going to cut him because of they won't. Kaepernick's
that won't have nothing
his
to do with
freedom
it.
Up to
no.
sit
zero
in the anthem. Whether we agree with it or not, it doesn't matter. But I don't think he's a very good player. And listen,
if Blaine Gabbert's beating you out, that's you're not a good player.
I was about to go there.
Well, I was going to say, it's not like I've studied a lot of 49er film, but all I have to do is when I read that Blaine Gabbert is basically, you know, very convincingly beating Kaepernick out, that tells me all I need to know.
And here's the want to take it one step further. If he does get cut, that means they're keeping Christian Ponder.
Wow.
Hey, don't get me wrong. I thought Christian Ponder would be good coming
you,
out. So.
You missed on that one.
I did. Swing and a miss. Yeah. I admit it.
Blaine Gabbert, running quarterback, huh?
They don't run as much. Look, they didn't run.
It's a misnomer.
Too little of that. No.
The quarterback doesn't run that much.
Well, Chip Kelly have success there.
They got good running.
I think he'll be
too,
a better coach the second time around if he gets it. But they're terrible. They don't have a quarterback. You can't win that way. They're young too. They're young in a lot of spots. I don't think they'll be very good.
Is Balky going to make it?
For most of the preseason, you've always been starting on their offensive line, don't you?
No, who?
The guy you ripped earlier in the show.
Who'd I rip?
The left guard.
Same
Beatles.
Yes.
He starts with him?
Absolutely he does. Yes.
Yeah, that's going to be tough. I like Zane, too, as an individual. Good guy. Just
great guy. Tony Romo, out until midseason.
He's done forever.
No,
he's
done.
No, he's not.
Yes.
He's calling it a
career.
No,
he's not. It's a broken bone in your back.
I'm not saying he's not going to come back. He'll never be the same guy ever
because
again.
The broken bone in his back or just the accumulation of all the
it's accumulation. He got hit opening weekend last year, broke his collarbone. Or second week.
Yeah.
Second week? I think it was opening week.
Broke it twice last year, didn't he?
Yeah, twice. All right.
Yeah, but you can break it again.
I didn't say that. The first time he's on the field, like the third play, he gets a –
Wasn't it kind of fluky though?
My point is, he's like a China doll, Pete. He's like, you know,
I don't buy that. Well, you think he didn't drink enough milk when he was a kid or something?
I just think he's 36 years old, and I think he's done.
No, I don't. I think he'll come back and play. I actually did go back and study Prescott's first three games and wrote about today.
And Prescott will come back to earth.
Of course he will.
Flaming.
He does some good stuff though. You know what he does?
Blowing out.
Yeah.
You know what I like about him though?
Oh, here we go, Pete.
No, I don't love him or anything, but. He'll throw to guys who are covered and let them go make a play. Whereas a lot of – you know how young quarterbacks want to throw to open
Let me know
windows.
How it works out when they're blitzing them.
I agree, Tony. I'm not saying he's going to be – but he's got some ability.
I'm sure he does.
And what he does do, though, he throws off his back foot all the time. Yeah. That's going to catch up with you.
Let me know.
Let's give away a couple.
You think Tony Romo will be back as Tony Romo?
Yes, he'll be back. Well, he'll be back, yeah.
At what point does it get in Tony's head? And he's like, I can't do this anymore. You think it's there?
Listen, he has played the last three times he's gotten on the football field. He's broken his collarbone twice and his back once. And the year before, he broke his back.
Could be fluky.
Four times.
He didn't break his back. He hurt his back.
Stress fracture.
Yeah, process.
Which is a fracture.
Yeah. He's.
Pete, something ain't right, Pete.
So he didn't
I think he's
milk.
Done.
Made of glass.
I think he's done.
Never going to play again.
I think he'll play, but you'll never see Tony Romo consistently be the star for the Dallas Cowboys again. It's my opinion. You heard it here first, people.
That's breaking. Your cue to call in 355-NFL1 355-6351. First caller in gets a pair of tickets to the United States against Trinidad and Tobago.
It's my hot take, JP.
Thanks. First caller in gets the
tickets. Are you
going
to this game?
September 6th, Tuesday. I'll be there. Red, white. These colors don't run, Tony.
I don't know if you – I hope
don't
you
don't – make a fat joke.
I hope they're not vertical stripes.
That's real nice.
Oh, God.
Wow.
He's just brutal.
That's real nice. We'll continue our look around the league in a moment. It's Jaguars Monday on Jaguars Radio.
Welcome back to the HennanyAutos.com studio. Jaguars Monday continues right now.
Final few minutes of Jaguars Monday. J.P. Shadrick, Tony Baselli, Pete Prisco. We got some tweets tonight. Somebody asking, @Jaguars, asking, actually said, # box of rocks is getting in full diva mode tonight.
And that isn't
me. Is that Pete?
I think that's Tony Baselli.
That's you. You're a box of rocks. That's a great nickname.
That's perfect, yes.
I've been called worse.
Snacks is one you've been called before. Remember that last year? I don't call you that anymore.
You can call me Snacks no more.
Box of Rocks is actually
funny. Box
of Rocks. Cro-Magnon's another one.
Box of Rocks.
Kyle Korver.
I call some of my offensive linemen Box of Rocks.
Do you really?
Yeah, they do stupid stuff.
What's your record, by the way? Did you guys win the other night?
We're 1-0.
Oh, the Eagles are flying.
Fly, Eagle, fly.
Where'd you play at?
We played Wolfson. Wolfson Wolfpack.
Not good, right?
Wolfson. Big. I mean, they're bigger than us. Big private. Big public school.
Private schools have the advantage now.
How do you
about.
Figure?
Because they recruit kids all over town. Look at the
they recruit
Saint,
coaches and kids all over town.
We don't recruit.
You know what was priceless?
Go Saint look
Thomas,
at our kids.
St. Thomas Aquinas in South Florida is the number one team in the nation. Mm-hmm. Recruits all over. I once asked Gio Bernard. I go, Gio, did you live in Fort Lauderdale? No. He went to school there, though. They recruit everybody. And so they go play Booker T. Washington the other day. They go over to Miami. Miami, they beat them.
Booker T. Washington's a good football team.
But recruiting, it's not
We don't recruit guys.
Sure you don't.
Pete, go look at our roster. If we are recruiting, we need to get our money back.
It's not really recruiting because, okay, bowls. Any kid in the city can go to bowls.
I don't know about bowls. I'm talking about Episcopal. We are a local community school.
1 year, Clay County went and played American Heritage in the state championship game, I think it was. And American Heritage had 17 D1 players. Mike Rumpf, he's now coaching. I think he's coaching somewhere in college now. He was a head coach there, former NFL player. It was like 50-0 at the half in the state championship game. Mm. They shouldn't be. The private school shouldn't be allowed to play for state championships against the public schools. That's
well, throw it out there, Pete.
No, I just threw
well,
it out
you
there.
Know, they're changing it, so it's going to be fair footing for everybody. Open enrollment next year. You can go to any school you want to.
Then I'd start recruiting.
That's a little dangerous. Yeah.
Well, we might.
Another story.
It's not fair.
No, but anyone can then, Pete. In the public school, open enrollment means you can go anywhere you want.
Well, and that makes it fair ground.
That's fair grounds.
Except to go to the private school costs a boatload of money, and they give it like American Heritage. I found this out. The parents have to work in the cafeteria, like 10 hours a week.
I don't
to pay for the kids to go to school.
I don't believe anything you said.
That's true. You know who told me that? Antonio Freeman. His kids go there.
So you're telling me Antonio Freeman's on the cook line?
And Eric Rett.
Let's get this straight. Eric Rett and Antonio Freeman are on the cook line at American Heritage.
Their wives go volunteer for 10 hours.
You're so full of it.
It's true.
I mean, honestly, Pete, you make stuff up.
Jeff Kopp, where are you, Jeff Kopp? I'm kidding.
Let's continue our look around the National Football League. Brian Stork, the trade has been overturned.
He failed his physical.
He failed the physical. The rights reverted to the Patriots, and I mean, he's retiring, right?
Has he done?
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't if I was him, because now you have to because you failed the physical. The Patriots have to cut you with injury settlement right. And pay you. Why would right. you retire?
Well, he's not going to retire.
After that,
right.
he might.
After that.
Why?
He had concussion issues. That was part of the problem.
Keep playing.
I don't know him, but I've heard from people that he can be quite ornery and hard to deal
good
with.
Good player.
Yeah.
Okay. I say great. Good.
Terrence Knighton cut by the Patriots. He already made, what, $650,000 with the Patriots?
Didn't play a game.
Right, didn't play.
Did he play in any of the preseasons?
The first preseason.
I think early, yes.
What was the problem there? Just overweight?
They had younger. The one thing about the Patriots, they'll get younger now. They cut players.
They paid him, what, $650 to sign?
Yeah.
I said, see ya. Is his career over, Pete?
Somebody will pick him up. Don't you think?
How much is he weighing right now, do you think?
When you watch Tampa Bay, how little they are, and they want to get bigger, they should pick him up.
What did he have with the Redskins, like a sack and a half or something?
He wasn't bad last year.
Yeah.
He wasn't bad for them. He played. I mean,
he's too heavy.
He's not a sack guy.
If he could figure out, get his weight down to 335, he would be an outstanding one technique.
I like.
He's too heavy. He's a great guy.
I like Pot Roast, always have.
A good dude.
Yeah,
great dude.
Loved him
just needs to lose. He needs to figure out how to get at 330.
You know, he's one of Kevin Durant's best friends. Do you know that?
Really?
Somehow they.
If he calls me, I can help him lose some weight.
What's the name of the doctor again? What's the doctor's name
Dr.
again?
Dr. Foss. I'll get him out.
Eric Berry signed his tender with the Chiefs.
Shocking.
$10.8 million.
Of course he did.
You know what I always say?
This is the one thing Pete and I agree on.
They all show up. Every one of them. Everybody showed. You see,
Joey Bosa next on the list. 4 years, $25.8 million, $17 million signing bonus. Now all guaranteed. That was the fight, right?
Yeah.
No offset language too. And when he receives the bonus,
right?
I thought the Chargers were a little bit out of line on that one. I mean, what are you going to? You draft a guy in that spot, and you're worried about offset language.
Well, it's not only that. I thought the way they handled it, putting their business out in the street.
But here's the other thing that was lost in the whole thing. Let's not forget, this kid had some suspensions for issues at
one game.
Yeah. at Ohio State.
Well, that's
so.
A suspension, not some suspension.
Well, he had a suspension.
Okay, that's different, Pete.
But there was stuff
you
going
need
on.
To cla- when you're talking about serious issues like this, you can't just throw things out.
Well, he had
like
one.
The guy's been convicted of several felonies.
That's what national media does. Way
that's
to go.
Exactly what. No, he's turning into one of those guys.
Drive-by media.
Drive-by.
He had a suspension
that's
at
better.
Ohio
you
State.
Said
and what was he suspended for? What was he suspended for?
They never came out, but the speculation was he liked the
team sweet, policy.
The sweet stinky
probably
stuff.
A team policy violation, I'm guessing.
It was right team now. Policy, but the rumor was, and I don't know if this is true, he liked the sweet stinky, right? Was that the rumor you heard?
I'll tell you off air.
But what was the rumor you heard?
On.
No,
drive-by
something like that, yeah.
So it was
like
a
that.
Drug. I mean, yeah. I mean okay. Was it, wait,
but,
was it recreational?
No, I don't know.
I don't either. Was it recreational or PEDs?
I don't know.
I don't either.
I don't think it was PEDs.
I don't either. I heard the guy liked to have some fun. Probably but, press the envelope
but,
a little bit.
I mean,
I don't
that,
know.
That was never brought up in the entire thing. Like maybe the
okay,
maybe
Pete,
the maybe
second.
The Chargers.
Okay.
Safe
let me ask you a question.
I mean, I wouldn't. I wouldn't draft them in that.
Let me ask you a question. There's 32 NFL teams, seven.
How
rounds.
Many guys smoke pot?
So it's 230. Let's say what is it? How many total?
53
picks?
Times.
There's 264 picks.
Yeah.
Right. Is that approximately out of 264 guys who got picked? How many have smoked marijuana?
Ever
100 that 220
ever you're right yeah, I mean
220
come on
so my point of saying that is you're not going to make a judgment based
but
on
he was suspended by the look if Urban Meyer, look if Herman Meyer suspended you
that's
did something
a good
wrong.
Point it I mean, must have been like
let's,
a,
not, let's like not forget it, let's not forget what he had running around in Gainesville
it must have been
there.
Like the 15th time yeah. And finally Urban did right. Something had to do something
who won the tickets Joe
I'm being facetious obviously
John Plattner guys thanks for listening John.
Yeah, John Plattner is going to the
going
U.S.
To soccer game,
Trinidad and Tobago. And
you'll
Pete
be there.
I'll be. Pete will be there probably
with right. Your stripes on.
Nope. Yep.
When is that? Next
my
Tuesday?
Horizontal
next
stripes.
Tuesday.
Tuesday the 6th. Yeah. Hey, well done, guys. This is our last chance to see you in person.
No,
right?
Next week.
Oh, you're
next
back
week
next
week
too.
Then you'll be
the week after
next week.
I can't wait. Yeah. To
next
see
week's
you
Labor
guys.
Day. We're on now.
You know what? We better get off right at 8 o'clock.
Florida
this week.
State.
Florida State.
And Ole Miss.
Ole Miss. And I gotta watch that one.
Is your son number one?
I don't want to talk about it. I'm not talking about my sons on the show.
Tony Buscelli, Pete Prisco, Joe Fortunato, Max Hockman, our whole crew.
Hollywood.
Hollywood Hockman.
Hollywood Hockman.
I'm JP Shadrick. We'll talk to you next week. Jaguars Monday on Jaguars Radio.